Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 44. Staying clear and breezy overnight with a low around 22. Westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunny and 38 throughout Tuesday. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And staying clear Tuesday night with a low around 19. Warming up on Wednesday, sunny and 52. Southwest winds gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Bueller USD 313 is opening up at a daycare in 2024 to help with the child care crisis. The district has bought a former church and will turn it into a child care facility. And the district's director of pre-K through 5th grade curriculum, Cal McClure, spoke with Cake News about how important this will be.
We've known it was an issue for a while that we wanted to participate in. Inman, Mound Ridge, Heston, anywhere where people are traveling to and from Hutch or Bueller, they'll be able to benefit from these slots as well.
Reno County Commissioner Daniel Friesen also spoke with Cake News about how important this is for other things aside from child care.
I think we've realized it's a gating factor for economic growth and for, you know, the vitality and overall wellness of our community.
The district expects the daycare to be opened by next school year.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is preparing the Kansas roads for the winter weather, and KDOT's public affairs specialist, Tracy Statton, spoke with 12 News.
This week we've been busy changing our trucks over, adding that winter equipment, working with some of our newer hires so they're familiar with the equipment. Our crews have also been out on the roadways reviewing the routes, which is very important.
In other news, strong storms in August took out a bunch of trees in Winfield. And Robbie Banks, the publicity chairwoman for the Winfield Gardeners, explained to Cake News how expensive it could be to replace all of the trees.
It costs $150 to $250 to replace a tree. And when we've lost 400 trees, that's a lot.
She also explained how her and her group will be helping out replacing the natural beauty.
Part of what we're going to be doing is we have a committee who will be helping people learn how to take care of the trees and how to water them and where to plant them for their neighborhoods.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. It is the end of two eras at Grand Island Public School District, being that two longtime leaders, Jeff Gilbertson and Cindy Wells, are announcing their next chapter in their lives, retirement. Gilbertson has served as the executive principal at Grand Island Senior High since 2012 and served in prior leadership roles throughout the district since 2001. He was named Nebraska High School Principal of the Year in 2022. He also contributed to acquiring $13 million on Gear Up Promise Grant for Grand Island Public Schools. Cindy Wells was a Grand Island Senior High head volleyball coach beginning in 1981 and served as a special education teacher from 1984 to the year 2000, along with adding English classes to the mix in 1996. She then stepped into the role as assistant principal before leading as activities director in 2017. They both will be finishing the 23-24 school year. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert, December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners held a public hearing last week and then approved a resolution to allow a 10-year tax abatement for Landall Ventures, with stipulation for initial capital investment of $4.5 million for a product distribution and manufacturing facility at their East Marysville plant location. That with the creation of at least 35 new jobs, 28 expected in the first year, an annual review of compliance. Negotiation for payment in lieu of taxes on the annual assessed value of the land calls for payments each year based on mill levies. In the request, Don Landall spoke of increased competition and global pressures. The 42,000-square-foot addition will allow expansion of first shift, with construction to begin immediately. Edgar Prawley and Eric Strader questioned the need for a tax break during public comment. The request was approved unanimously. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from new County Administrator Mike Miller at last week's meeting and spoke of establishing a capital improvement plan and utilizing a software program for inventory items, as well as best means to communicate with county employees. Miller comes to Nemahal County from Pratt, where he served as risk manager and director of support services for the Regional Medical Center. He was hired at an annual salary of $103,000 and began work October 2nd. The annual Northeast Kansas County Officials Meeting will be held in Seneca November 17th. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a swine feeding operation in Island Grove Township near Liberty, recommending that manure be applied by injection, except in the case of a catastrophic event or emergency. Three monitoring wells with locations to be determined by a licensed hydrologist and two rows of red cedar trees be placed alternately on the west side of the building along 176th Road. That recommendation to approve was passed on a 5-1-1 vote, with James Leonard's voting no and Terry Acton recusing himself. Several dozen individuals spoke regarding this proposal at a public hearing of the supervisors. A vote on the special use permit will be at the next meeting in November. The board asked planning and zoning to review regulations for future projects, and they encouraged the public to participate in that process, but that any changes made after the review would not affect this permit, as the changes would not be in place yet. Supervisors also held a public hearing for a commercial seed warehouse and equipment storage facility in Holt Township. Monday is the final day to request mail-in ballots for the November 7th election. People may call their respective county clerk's office or request online at ksvotes.org. Voters can also cast ballots in person at the county clerk's offices now through noon, Monday, November 6th. USD 113 Prairie Hill School Board will hold a special meeting Monday evening at 5 for consultation with attorney. They will meet in executive session. The meeting will not be live streamed. A candidate forum is planned Monday evening in Blue Rapids at the community center, with city council candidates beginning first at 6:30 and the mayor's at 7:30. Filed candidates include Derek DeBoer, William Waters, and incumbent Doug Weitzel, running for two open seats, and mayoral candidates filed include incumbent Jerry Zayas, as well as Clayton Reed and David Sane. A meeting in Seneca is set Monday evening to outline plans for a public fitness court proposed east of the Aquatic Center parking lot, funded in part through a $50,000 grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield, which will be matched by the City of Seneca. The entire project, which is to include a total fitness workout for all ages with stationary equipment for exercise, remains some $100,000 short of a total $210,000 goal. The Parks and Rec Director will host the Come and Go meeting Monday, 5:30 till 6:30 at Seneca City Hall to share details, hear concerns, as well as identify potential local financial partners.
Karen L. Van Gilder, age 79, of Centralia, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, at the Centralia Community Church West in Centralia. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Karen Van Gilder. Frank J. Gatisek, Jr., formerly of Washington County, passed away October 21st. Funeral service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Fairbury. Burial in the St. John Cemetery, Hanover. Rosary Monday evening at 7, visitation Monday, 6 until 7, at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Frank Gatisek, Jr. Donald F. Tomer, age 81, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Memorial Mass Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Interment in the St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Christy Anders Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Donald Tomer. Eldon E. Davis, age 91, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Eldon Davis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, cheesy potatoes, beets, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, pork loin, mac and cheese, broccoli, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear and breezy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 20s. Warming up as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Still more sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. And mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Warming up even more throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Then partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And sunshine Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late October 64, record high in this date 89. The average low 39 and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning 7:49. Sunset this evening at 6:33. A downright chilly 20 this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 30th of October. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sunday night football blowout. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Justin Fields-less Bears concluded Sunday play at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chicago cut LA's lead to 10 with just under 2 minutes left in the first half, but the Chargers had an almost immediate response.
Herbert, Keenan, it's Parham! Parham into the end zone!
The call on KYSR, Justin Herbert's third passing touchdown for the half, extended the lead to 24-7. The Chargers never looked back en route to a 30-13 drubbing of the hapless Bears. Fourth quarter in Washington. Eagles Commanders tied at 24.
Hurts looks, fires, and it is just waiting. It is a completion to Julio Jones for a touchdown.
The call on WIP. The Eagles took their first lead of the game after Commanders quarterback Sam Howell threw an interception. Philly added another touchdown to beat Washington 38-31. The Dolphins beat the Patriots 31-17. The Broncos shocked the Chiefs 24-9. Patrick Mahomes postgame.
Wasn't good enough. I mean, they do a good job against us with their defense, but we got to execute at a high enough level, and we clearly haven't done it in the two games we played against them.
Cowboys routed the Rams 43-20. Seattle got by the Browns 24-20. The 49ers fell to the Bengals 31-17. The Vikings fear quarterback Kirk Cousins tore his right Achilles in a win over the Packers. That would be the end of his season. NBA, the Nuggets crushed the Thunder 128-95. The Hawks cruise past the Bucks 127-110. And the Kings got by the Lakers 132-127 in overtime. NHL, the Devils edged the Wild 4-3. Sabres blanked the Avalanche 4-0. And in the Heritage Classic, the Oilers beat the Flames 5-2. World Series workout day Sunday. D-backs manager Torrey Lovullo's message to the team after winning game two.
We're not done yet. Let's keep going. Like, we got to play our best game in 2 days. That's what starts to pop out of my mouth really quickly. Enjoy it. Let's move on.
Game three is tonight in Phoenix, 8 p.m. Eastern. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Congress in Washington, D.C. says they have a lot on their slate trying to wrap up the end of the year of 2023, especially now with the House of Representatives back underway in working with a new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas says that with things beginning to move a little bit in Washington, D.C. again, the conversation comes back to not only the federal budget, but also the focus on a new farm bill of 2023. But he says one of the big holdups is the conversation of how much money is being spent on social programs, including the SNAP program, as opposed to actual focus on crop insurance and the focus on the agricultural industry as a whole.
You know, absolutely, Andy. So, you know, a farm bill, what's really tying it down is interest rates and the cost of groceries. A farm bill is about 70-80% food programs. We had budgeted $60 billion a year for food stamps. We're spending $180 billion a year for food stamps right now. Again, this expansion of these COVID rules, we have too many people on food stamps. And unlike you, I want everyone, I don't want anyone to go to bed hungry tonight. I want to make sure the people that need the help get it. But we've tripled our food stamp budget in the last 3 years under Joe Biden. So that's really holding it up as much as anything. And really, when you sit there and you spend $700 billion on interest, there seems to be no money left to get the troops to raise, let alone take care of a farm bill. And there's just no appetite. This administration has declared war on American energy and American agriculture the day they got in there. They think agriculture is bad, and you're just not going to get any love from them. So they don't care about getting a farm bill passed one way or the other.
That, again, was our chat with U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas, where he says it looks more and more likely that we may be extending the farm bill of 2018 with some revisions, as opposed to writing a brand new bill for a farm bill of 2023. The conversation is still ongoing.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. When choosing cover crops, cereal rye is something producers might consider. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains why she likes the crop, but also the issues it can create for producers if they aren't careful. She first discusses the benefits it provides as a cover crop.
From a weed scientist's perspective, rye is my favorite cover crop. But there's two sides to every coin, right? And so the weed management perspective, the good side to rye is that you can plant it. It establishes fall or spring, grows fast, really hardy, produces lots of biomass, which is what we want to suppress the weeds. But it can also cross-pollinate with wheat. It can be a terrible problem for foreign material in wheat. And from a weed control perspective, the big problem is that there are really very, very limited herbicide options for controlling cereal rye as a weed in a winter wheat crop.
Lancaster says what producers should keep in mind when it comes to hopefully taking care of the issue before it reaches the field.
As we think about managing for controlling cereal rye, the number one thing we need to do is just prevention. Because, again, there really are very limited herbicide options. So, anecdotally, talk to folks who were fairly certain it came from maybe contamination in a dry fertilizer spreader that had previously been used to spread cover crops. So, checking that kind of equipment. If you do use a drill to seed cover crops and wheat, making sure you've got your drill cleaned out well. You know, any point of contamination in the process is going to be so very important for farmers that are trying to manage both of these crops in the fall.
For rye that has already been established in the field, she says what chemicals producers could use.
Chemically, the only real options for us are herbicide-tolerant wheat varieties. So the older of those would be the Clearfield varieties. So there's a handful of those on the market. The herbicide you use in those is Beyond. And I think the best bet is to make a fall application of the herbicide as well as a spring application. The other option for herbicide-tolerant wheat varieties would be coaxium wheat varieties. And the herbicide we use there is Aggressor. The active ingredient is Quizalofop. So of the two systems, Quizalofop is going to be rated higher for control of cereal rye compared to Beyond.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster on why cereal rye can create problems for producers in their wheat fields and how to manage it. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, good, it's a good Monday, and certainly missed out on some snow, so, hey, we're happy up here. Well, we've got cattle sale here today. We'll start at 10 o'clock, and certainly at high noon, we'll get in the hay department. And the cattle sales finishing up last week, 183 to 185 in the cash, 290 to 292 in the carcass, maybe a $2 dip in the carcass, but certainly kind of happy to maintain that cattle market. Well, here at high noon today, we'll get in the hay department in the square bales. There's 10 alfalfa, 65 prairie, 10 brome, and 25 straw. And the big round bales in the round Sudex, guys, 11 bales weigh 1420. In the round prairie, there's a group of 12 and 12. In the round grass, there's a group of 8, 14, 14, and 4. In the round grass, we've got a 10 that has a weight of 1750 and looks pretty good. In the round straw, 8 and 8 for those round bales. We do have square CRP. They're 3 by 3 by 7. There's 22 bales, 733 on the average pounds. And Ryan will certainly sell you cut on those bales as many as you want here today. Well, in the cattle, we'll get started here on the weigh-ups at 10 o'clock this morning. Got about 65 cows in right now, 11 bulls, so certainly that run's going to build. And then they're about 12:30, 12:40 this afternoon. We do have one black bottle bull calf, very, very good calf, 2 week old. In the calf department here today, there's going to be 5 red heifers. They're going to have a wean and a vac. They're going to weigh 5 to 550. The Robkey cattle out of Seward. Boynton out of New Hocka has got 11 black. Nice calves, steering heifers with a 3 week wean, 550 to 650. Mr. Kreifels out of Table Rock's got a good set, 21 red Angus steering heifers. They're coming off the cow with a spring vac at 450 to 550. Schrock out of Bennett's got 7 red steering heifers wean back. They weigh 5 to 600. Paschold always has good black baldy calves out of Firth. There's going to be 20 of those with a September 7th on the wing. August vaccination, 400 to 500. Out at Tecumseh, Dave and Casey Wilson, always, always solid, good cattle. 60 black, black baldy steering heifers. They get a September wean, starting way back there in May, August, and September. They're all vaccinated, ready to go at 550 to 675. Dave Sargent out of Lewiston's got a great set. 32 blacks steering heifers coming off the cow. They're going to be 5 to 650. Burnett Trust out of Steiner's got 35 black red bull heifers coming off the cow. Correction, those are steers and heifers coming off the cow, 4 to 650. Galen Burnett, Steiner, 15 black and red bull and heifers coming off the cow, spring vac, 4 to 550. Axmets out of Denton, 7 black steering heifers coming off the cow. They do have a October 6 vaccination, 450 to 500. And Agonal out of Waverly, 10 black and char steering heifers, 90-day wean and vac, 450 to 550. We'll certainly catch more cows, cattle here today, and we appreciate your business. Give us a call. Tanya, Rick, or Denny, 223-3571. Along with us, we certainly have Ryan Sommerhalder, Gail Harden. We would appreciate your business and look forward to that. Well, round up the day. Have a great one. And certainly, if we can help you, give us a call, and we will certainly tell you about what we have here today. So, with that, we say keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, and you certainly can turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:30 from KNDY. It's 20 this hour. Highs in the middle 40s yet on a couple of cooler days to start our week, but a trend back to seasonal highs by week's end.
Do you know the legend of Jack-O-Lantern? It's all about the origin of the carved pumpkin today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 30th, the 303rd day of the year. Founding father and second president John Adams was born on this day, and Orson Welles' radio drama War of the Worlds was broadcast on this night in 1938. Do you know where the tradition of carving pumpkins originated? There's a centuries-old Irish folktale about a character named Stingy Jack, an unsavory character who roamed the earth with nothing but a burning coal, which he kept in a hollowed-out turnip to light his way. Jack-o'-lanterns, as they came to be known, were first made from beets, turnips, or potatoes, carved with scary faces to keep Jack away. When the Irish immigrated to America, they brought the tradition with them, but found that a pumpkin was much easier to carve than a turnip. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Jayhawks were able to defeat a team that they hadn't beaten since the mid-90s, the Oklahoma Sooners. KU came away with a 38-33 victory over Oklahoma at the booth. Jason Bean threw for 218 yards and two interceptions. Devin Neal had 112 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Lawrence Arnold had just three catches, but 79 yards. Oklahoma left-handed quarterback Dylan Gabriel went 14 for 19 for 171 yards and an interception. And the majority of this game was played on the ground for both teams, as Tawee Walker for Oklahoma had 100, had 146 yards on the ground along with a touchdown, and Gabriel had three touchdowns on the ground by himself. Daniel Hyshaw piled on with 51 yards for the Jayhawks on the ground and also had two touchdowns, and the quarterback, Jason Bean, had a touchdown on the ground himself. The Jayhawks find themselves at number 22 in the country after that win and will head to play Iowa State next week. Mid-America Network Sports.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do. Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer 3 years running.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150-23T-466, MSRP 65325, sale price 54325, plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in, 0% APR financing on select new Fords for up to 36 months, $27.78 payment per month for 1,000 finance, interest accrues from purchase date, offers cannot be combined, expires 10/31/23.
Along with the Jayhawks, the K-State Wildcats are now ranked in the top 25 as they find themselves at number 25 after the big win over the Houston Cougars. It's the second week in a row that K-State has scored 41 points and haven't allowed a touchdown in two games. The two-quarterback system was reduced down as Will Howard got the majority of the snaps. He ended up having 164 yards through the air, along with two touchdowns. Avery Johnson, the true freshman, was 5-for-6 for 46 yards, along with his own touchdown, but on the ground had 4 carries for negative 5 yards, while DJ Giddens had 13 carries for 96 yards. The two touchdowns from Howard through the air went to Phillip Brooks III and Garrett Oakley. Will Lee III also had an interception for the Cats. The Wildcats will get ready for their toughest test yet as they will face the number 7 Texas Longhorns on Big Noon Kickoff next week, November 4th. And now that leaves us just 3 weeks until the Sunflower Showdown. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rounding up volleyball, Hanover Lady Wildcats are runner-up in 1A Division 2, falling to top seed Lebo in the championship 25-20-25-10. That after advancing over St. John's Tipton Saturday 25-10-25-20, Hanover had defeated Lebo, the top seed, in Friday pool play. Hanover Lady Wildcats again runner-up. Centralia finishes third in 1A Division 1. They were defeated by Little River in the semifinals.